year that I've lived here except one. I love the fair.
The only thing better than the fair is listening to Matt do his Matty T Minute.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, glad you could be here.
Well, you know, last week, the Sandra Bullock and George Clooney free-floating film Gravity had a record-breaking opening weekend, making $55 million, the most ever for an October opening. I saw this one, and Bullock is really the star of the film, and even though she's in a spacesuit most of the time, they managed to sex her up a bit, showing her floating around in booty shorts and a tank top. They lose points, however, for giving her character a short boy's haircut. Gravity looked great in 3D, but they make you pay for the experience. My ticket last Saturday night was almost $15, which explains the record-breaking numbers, but it's still a decent movie and the 3D was effective. This week, there's three new movies now playing in Central Arkansas theaters, and the first up is one for chicks and tweens. Hollywood seems to be out of original ideas, so it's really no surprise to see another version of the old-fashioned rom-com about two star-crossed lovers who speak exclusively in unrhymed iambic pentameter. I'm referring, of course, to the latest big-screen version of Bill Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. In the role of Juliet is the young girl with the unibrow from the True Grit remake. It seems they've got her brow under control for this role, and in the role of Romeo is some pretty boy I've never heard of. It also stars the ginger from Homeland and the mom from Californication. Remakes are all fine and dandy, but I think I'll stick with the original. You know, the one that starred Leo DiCaprio and Claire Danes and had guns instead of swords? Just in case there's anyone who still hasn't read the play or seen any of the movies, here's a spoiler. Romeo and Juliet both die at the end. Next up is the sequel to 2010's Machete, starring Danny Trejo. This was the movie that was spawned from a fake Robert Rodriguez trailer before the Grindhouse movies that was just so hilarious and awesome it had to be made into a real movie. And that one was so awesome it now has a sequel in Machete 2, Machete Kills. The first movie was crammed with actors like Don Johnson, Steven Seagal, and even Robert De Niro, and hot actresses like Jessica Alba and Michelle Rodriguez. It was full of over-the-top action explosions and blood. For Machete Kills, Alba is out, but Rodriguez returns, and now we have Sofia Vergara with a machine gun bra, Lady Gaga, and Vanessa Hudgens. De Niro is out for the sequel, but now we have Mel Gibson, Antonio Banderas, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Charlie Sheen. Sheen is humorously credited in the movie, however, as Carlos Estevez. This one isn't for everyone, but I'm looking forward to it. Finally, the third film should be the biggest hit of the weekend. It's called Captain Phillips and stars Tom Hanks in the true story of the 2009 hijacking of an American cargo ship by Somali pirates. These aren't the Disney Johnny Depp pirates either. These are the modern day kind that carry AK-47s and have missing teeth. I hear they used real Somalis for this movie too, to give it really that authentic look. The trailer looks pretty good and Hanks is a great actor, but the hesitation I have with this movie is the director. It's directed by Paul Greengrass, who is most recognizable as the director of the second and third Bourne movies with Matt Damon in the movie United 93. This doesn't give me a ton of confidence going into this one, but the trailer does look intense and I'm still hoping it doesn't disappoint. If I was a betting man, I'd bet on this one being number one on Monday, followed by Gravity, then Machete Kills, and that's this week's Matty T Minute.
Another home run, my man.
You got to wonder if Tom Hanks is choosing to play this role with a lazy eye, the way that Forrest Whitaker did in The Butler. Think he's going for that one back there, Matt?
But he does talk to a volleyball throughout most of the film.
Mel Gibson in Machete 2?
Yep.
Hopefully he dies.
He goes after a bunch of Jews with a machete.
I was going to say, you know what he plays?
He probably
you know the role
does.
He plays? A drunk anti-Semite.
Yeah, well, he can't pull that off.
Life imitates art.
And apparently, I'm going to move on. Hey, Arkansas, thank you for voting. Landers Crossing.